To solve for the distance from the market at which one land use will outbid the other, we simply set two of the lines equal to each other and solve for K. The rent gradient for garden farmers is 72 minus 24K, while the rent gradient for dairy farmers is 36 minus 9K. Setting these equal to each other and solving for K equals a breakpoint of 2.4 kilometers. Similarly, the rent gradient for dairy farmers is 36 minus 9K, while the rent gradient for wheat farmers is 12 minus 1.2K. Setting these equal to each other and solving for K equals a breakpoint of 3.08 kilometers. Thus, based on these assumptions, we would expect garden farming from the market out to 2.4 kilometers, dairy farming from 2.4 to 3.08 kilometers, and wheat farming beyond 3.08 kilometers, but extending no further than 10 kilometers. The analogy of this relatively simple model to today's cities should be rather evident. Consider the center of nearly all modern cities, where office space is the dominant land use simply because it commands the highest rents. Similarly, industrial space receives the lowest rents and is most commonly seen at the urban periphery. This theory is a precedent to the real estate methodology known as highest and best use. Highest and best use is a concept in real estate appraisal that shows how the highest value for a property is determined based on the rents that it produces. Although land use is much more complicated today, von Thunen's theory is still helpful in understanding how basic market forces influence rents.